Good evening, Queens. I am your host, Tia Shimon, and thank you for tuning in to the Woman Arise Experience, where ARISE is the acronym for A, accept your reality, R, realize your worth, I, invest in yourself, S, seek new possibilities, E, embrace change, because change is going to come. Tonight's segment is called The Pleasures and Pains of the Pandemic. The reason I chose this title is because during this time, to be perfectly honest with you, I've been blessed and I've been a mess. But before I share my journey with you, it's time to pay some bills. I'll be right back after these messages. And welcome back to the Woman Arise Experience, where ARISE stands for A, accept your reality, R, realize your worth, and I, invest in yourself, S, seek new possibilities, E, embrace change, because change is going to come. I was talking about the pleasures and pains of the pandemic. Man, when this thing started happening, it started happening quick. Or should I say quick? But before I get into my pleasures and pains, let me take you back to almost a year ago. Yeah, it was about a year ago. That day was my last day at work. I had had enough of being a cubicle girl, so I decided that it was time for me to release myself from the corporate America jail. Now, I don't knock anyone who's in corporate America or who work a 9-to-5 because I did it myself. But it was just, I just had enough. And my coworkers thought I was going to another company until I told them that I was pursuing entrepreneurship. I have a girls' mentor program, a party rental business that I wanted to work full time and see what other ventures were out there. Now, it was beyond a shadow of a doubt that I did not want to step foot back into someone else's company. So on a Friday, August 9th, 2009, I stepped out on faith and left my job after 9 years and a career in corporate sales tax after 19 years. Queens, I was making the most money I have ever made in my entire life. And I decided to leave it all behind. Let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. As soon as I hit the Buford Highway access road to I-75 South, I let out a big scream. Lord, I'm going to wake up my baby. But Queens, that was one of the most exhilarating feelings I've ever experienced. I was free. Now let's fast forward to 2020. So I started Southern to get, you know, become familiar with today's youth, particularly the girls. And it is a huge difference from when I was coming up and from when my daughter was coming up. There's a different ball game that they're playing, and you have to be on your toes these days for these little girls. Now, as I was subbing, it was very rewarding. I received hugs, artwork, kids drew me pictures, they said all kinds of kind words to me I got from the students. Some of the teachers, they would ask for my contact information because they wanted me to sub their classes if they were ever out. I mean, man, that was a great feeling. My party rental business, the orders were growing and getting bigger. Things were starting to really look up. My girls' mentor program was still going and going strong. Queen's life was good. Then the coronavirus and the shelter in place. Suddenly the schools closed. I had to stop my mentoring program, and no one was renting party supplies. I mean, they didn't want tables, chairs, Nothing. Everything for me that I had built, that I had stepped out on faith for, came to a screeching halt. Then came the pain and the pleasures of the pandemic. But before I tell you about that, I'll be right back after this break. Okay, welcome back, Queens. Thank you for staying with us at the Woman Arise Experience, where arise means accept your reality, realize your worth, invest in yourself, seek new possibilities, embrace change, because change is going to come. I am still your host, Tia Shimon. Now back to my story. Now, Queens, I ain't gonna lie. This pandemic threw a whole monkey wrench in my entire year. But the strange thing about it, you know, as strange as it sounds, it was really a blessing in disguise. Now, I had a good little nest egg, you know, set up for me once I left corporate America. And I just wanted to clarify, it wasn't 2009, it was 2019. So I left corporate America on a Friday, August the 9th, 2019, which is almost a year ago. Okay, so, but yeah, and things were kind of, you know, moving slow. So it was just like, you know, everything was, you know, savings kind of going down, and I had to kind of, you know, look into that, you know, make sure I just kept a good eye on that. And then, you know, everything just came to a halt, a screeching halt and everything, like I said before. So what happened at the beginning of March, I saw an opportunity for to teach kids English online. And so before this pandemic, before anything hit or anything closed, I got curious. I was like, that'll be something else that I can add under my belt, because it was dealing with children. You know, I love to teach. So I looked into it and I just applied and went through the motions. I took the course, took the test, and yeah, that's my son. I took the test and passed everything and applied, and, you know, I, was accepted. And so, I did that. And then before I got accepted, I had to go through the course. And then during the midst of me going through the 120-hour course, I, TJ, everybody, this is TJ, watch TV. So, that's when the pandemic happened. That's when the shelter in place happened. So that opportunity came right on time, and I'm so happy that I pursued it, because it allowed some extra income to come in, so I wouldn't to deplete my savings. So then, it was holding things down, you know, for a while. But then things started getting worse with the shelter in place. You know, it was lasting longer. It went from 3 weeks, then it's 4 weeks, then it's 5 weeks. And I'm like, okay, whoa, I'm ready to get things going again. So then they came with the unemployment insurance and the PUA, which is the pandemic unemployment assistance, where that's the extra $600 a week to go to, you know, accompany the unemployment insurance. And so my cousin, she was like, you need to apply. I was like, I don't know, but it didn't hurt. She was like, wouldn't hurt to try. Because she had applied, she had also applied for the little loan or something, the small business loan and everything. So I said, okay, I'll try. But as I read more and more into it, it said that if you had not been out of your last job for more than 24 months, it's a possibility that they will they will, you'll be eligible for unemployment there. So I was like, why not? I didn't put my money in and I put in the time there. So why not give it a shot? You know, worst case scenario, I get PUA assistance, which is the extra $600 a week. Okay, so I applied and went on about, you know, life. And maybe a week or two, maybe 3 weeks later, I got a letter in the mail saying that my employer, which was my previous company, was granted me the unemployment insurance. And on top of that, it will be the extra, the PUA assistance added with that as well. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So that, you know, put me in a better position, you know, until things start getting better. So one day I was just sitting in the house and I was reading my Bible and I just got really thankful. I just started thinking about what the way it could have gone, about how things were going, but in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the unknown and the uncertainty, how God is still in the blessing business. Now, don't get me wrong, I never had any doubt. It's just the way things started coming. You know, when you see chaos all around you, when you just think about a storm, a tornado, when you're the middle, when you're in, it's like being in the eye of the tornado, when there's chaos and calamity going all going on all around you, there's always a calm in the middle of that storm. If you ever looked at a movie with tornadoes, or you've ever learned about tornadoes, the eye of the storm is always calm. It's always calm in the middle of it. And that's where I saw myself, in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the storm. It was a calm. It was almost as if God was saying, I got you. I got you. So that's just one of the many pleasures out of the pain from this pandemic. Another pleasure was being able to reset, because I don't watch a lot of TV. If I do, it's on Saturday. I may binge watch something on Netflix, or I may watch a documentary or two, or maybe some type of African movie or something inspirational. But during the weekday, my TV is not on unless my son is watching his little educational things. But it's like, I call it my reset. It's like God is keeping us still for a reason. He was keeping me still to be able to think instead of thinking on the go, thinking on the move. I find myself praying more. I find myself, you know, leaning not to my own understanding, because even with everything that's going on, I cannot make heads or tails out of this. And it would take for me to just lean solely on God for my next move because of the unknown. Now, there's no fear, you know, and like I tell people, you know, I'm not afraid of the coronavirus. And I trust God, but I did not trust the coronavirus. So I chose to obey the shelter in place. And so for about 3 weeks, we didn't leave out of the house. And then that gave me some time to kind of clear my mind and think, rethink some things and make some plans. And to reevaluate my life. And then I said, well, we can go on the back porch, on the patio. So then we started soaking up some rays on the back patio, which was a joy. And then my son, he started getting a little antsy and wanting to go outside. I remember he was just kind of like, it was not really, I won't say going crazy. He was just doing the most. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this baby needs to go outside. So then we would go out in the front yard And during the day when most people would be at work, I decided we can just walk down the street and then race back up and then do that a few times and then we'll get back in the house. And then from there, just kind of gradually doing a few things just to kind of slowly shift. I wouldn't say a shift back or the shift forward, because there is, I don't believe that we're going back to the normal, to the what's called the norm. There is a new normal. So we went from running up and down the street and playing to walking in the neighborhood, doing 2 miles, sometimes every other day, every day, and just getting out and soaking up the sun and enjoying the nature and just looking at the trees, because in my neighborhood it's a lot of trees. It just kind of gave me an appreciation of the outdoors, because I had been in the house literally for 3 weeks, probably just going to the mailbox and back for 3 weeks. And, you know, just it allowed me to appreciate God's creation and get outdoors more and kind of take notice of these things that we so take for granted. We pass by every day in cars going fast, trying to make it to and from our destinations, but we forget sometimes to just stop, smell the roses, you know, take it all in, take in that nature that, you know, God has given us. And so some of the lessons that I'll talk about some of the lessons that I've learned even during the pleasures and the pain of this pandemic, right after this brief pause. Well, queens, it is now the end of the segment, the pleasures and pains of the pandemic. But before I leave, I wanted to just share with you a few lessons that I learned during this pandemic. First of all, I wanted to encourage each and every one of you who are listening and to share with you that all is not lost. Find your pleasures in your pain, even in this pandemic. Sometimes things may look bad, and if we really look deeper into the situation, we'll find out that it really isn't that bad, because we can be doing a lot worse than what we're doing now. Also, I believe that God has set us down to re-strategize, to reposition ourselves, and to reset, so that once everything is lifted, we'll be ready and we'll be stronger than ever before and ready for the world, ready to do some of the things that we've been wanting to do. Hopefully, queens, you've been strategizing and planning and putting things together. Maybe some business ventures or some things that you've been wanting to do. My advice to you is go ahead and do it. Don't wait till the pandemic is over, because we don't know when this thing is going to be over, what is to come, and we just don't know the outcome. So my advice to you is to not wait, to just do it. And I'm actually preaching to the choir, but I am so glad that even though I'm not making a full sprint, I am running a marathon, and it's not going to happen overnight. But I'm just glad that I was able to sit back and to smell the roses and to pause and appreciate our surroundings. Another lesson I learned was that quality time with your kids, if you have kids, with your family, with your spouse or your significant other, it is very precious. So take full advantage of it. Get to know them all over again. Because what I noticed was, it seemed as though it was hard that my son and I were here all day together. And I had to think back, man, you know, about 8 hours or 9 hours at work, I would spend, well, with the hour break, that was 9 hours. And then I'm about an hour, hour and a half in traffic, depending on the day and the type of traffic I'm in, coming and going to work. So that's 3 extra hours. So you're looking at 12 hours. And then I kind of sometimes, just so I can debrief from work and traffic, I wait until like almost time to get my son out of daycare. So then that's around 6 o'clock. So then sometimes we're going straight to church from there, or we'll come home and then he's back to sleep about, or maybe 10 or 11. So I'm only spending like three and a half, four hours with him. But during this pandemic, it's like 24/7. And at first it was real cool. And I was like, you know what? My son has become my best friend, because it's just me and him. You know, I'll talk to my family over the phone, and we do Facebook Messenger and Duo and all that kind of stuff. But just us being here together, it just kind of brought us closer, I believe. And then after like a month and a half, I'm like, oh my gosh, what in the world? And I had to kind of pull myself together, because I had spent so much time away from my son to where I wasn't used to us being together. So after a while, it kind of became overwhelming. So I had to gather myself. I had to reset, or what you would call re-reset, so that and to come to reality that, you know, this is my child. So when I heard the, you know, parents of talking about you know, just having trouble with the kids just being around all the time and everything, and I felt them, but that's when we have to really sit back and think about how much time are we really spending with our children. Also, how much time are we really spending with ourselves, meditating, focusing, planning, in prayer, and just doing some things to care for ourselves. So while this pandemic is still going, don't let it fool you. Don't let the distractions throw you off, because yes, we're still in a pandemic. Just start to slow down and reset and think about these things that we take for granted, you know, that we just don't think about. We just kind of go through the motions, like spending time with our children, spending time alone, resetting our minds and re-strategizing what, you know, what we had and our plans that we had previously, and now what are we going to do moving forward. So I challenge you to do three things: to reset, re-strategize, and reposition yourself. And because once this thing is lifted, there's going to be a limitless possibilities that come our way, and we need to be ready, willing, and able to take each and every good thing that comes our way. I thank you, Queens, for listening. Thank you for tuning in to the Woman Arise experience, where arise means A, accept your reality, R, invest in yourself, I, R means realize your worth, I, invest in yourself, S, seek new possibilities, and E, embrace change, because change is gonna come.